All right, Lucy. You've ruined our game of hide and seek. Now, why are you so excited?
Peter, Susan, it's all true. Edmund has seen it too.
Seen what?
There is a country you can get to through the wardrobe.
Oh, not that again.
Edmund and I both got in. We met each other in there, in the wood. Go on, Edmund. Tell them all about it.
What's all this about, Ed?
Yes, tell us.
Oh, well, yes. Lucy and I have been, playing. Pretending that her story about the country in the wardrobe is true. Just for fun, of course.
Edmund!
There's nothing there, really.
But... Oh, Edmund!
There she goes again. What's the matter with her? That's the worst of young kids. They always...
Shut up, Edmund! You've been perfectly beastly to Lou ever since she started this nonsense about the wardrobe. And now you go playing games with her about it and setting her off again. I believe you did it simply out of spite.
But it's all nonsense!
Of course it's all nonsense. That's just the point. Lou was perfectly all right when we left home, but since we've been here, she seems to be either going strange in the head or else turning into the most frightful liar. But whichever it is, what good do you think you'll do by jeering and nagging at her one day and encouraging her the next?
I thought...
You didn't think anything at all. It's just spite. You've always liked being beastly to anyone smaller than yourself. We've seen that at school before now.
Oh, do stop it. It won't make things any better having a row between you two. Let's go and find Lucy.
No, Susan. It's getting beyond us. I think we should go and tell the whole thing to the professor. If he thinks there is something wrong with Lucy, then he'll write to Father.
Do you really think we should?
I don't think we should.
Yes, we should. Come along, Susan. The professor will know what to do.
This is a very interesting story you've told.
It's Lucy's story, not ours, Professor. We don't know what to do.
Allow me to ask a simple question. How do you know that your sister's story is not true?
True? Oh, but Professor... But Edmund said that they'd only been pretending.
That is a point which certainly deserves consideration. Very careful consideration. For instance... If you will excuse me for asking the question, does your experience lead you to regard your brother or your sister as the more reliable? I mean, which is the more truthful?
That's the funny thing about it, sir. Up till now, I'd have said Lucy every time.
And what do you think, my dear?
Well, in general, I'd say the same. But this couldn't be true. All this about the wood and the fawn.
That is more than I know. And a charge of lying against someone whom you've always found truthful is a very serious thing. A very serious thing indeed.
We were afraid it might be something worse than lying. We thought there might be something wrong with Lucy.
Madness, you mean? Oh, you can make your minds easy about that. One has only to look at her and talk to her to see that she's not mad.
But then...
Logic. Why don't they teach logic at these schools? There are only three possibilities. Either your sister is telling lies, or she is mad, or she is telling the truth. You know she doesn't tell lies, and it's obvious to me that she is not mad. For the moment, then, and unless any further evidence turns up, we must assume that she is telling the truth.
But how could it be true, sir?
Why do you say that?
Well, for one thing... If it was real, why doesn't everyone find this country every time they go to the wardrobe? I mean, there was nothing there when we looked. Even Lucy didn't pretend there was.
What has that to do with it?
Well, sir, if things are real, then they're there all the time.
Are they?
But there was no time. Lucy had no time to have gone anywhere, even if there was such a place. She came running after us the very moment we were out of the room. It was less than a minute. And she pretended to have been away for hours.
That is the very thing that makes her story so likely to be true. If there really is a door in this house that leads to some other world, if, I say, she had got into another world, I should not be at all surprised to find that the other world had a separate time of its own, so that however long you stayed there, it would never take up any of our time. On the other hand, I don't think many girls of her age would invent that idea for themselves. If she has been pretending, she would have hidden for a reasonable time before coming out and telling her story.
But you really mean, sir, that there could be other worlds, all over the place, just round the corner, like that?
Nothing is more probable. What do they teach you at these schools?
But what are we to do?
My dear young lady, there is one plan which no one has yet suggested and which is well worth trying.
What's that?
We might all try minding our own business.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Now, if I may change the subject a moment. As you know, this house of mine is very old and somewhat famous, and tours of people like to come to see it from time to time.
Yes, sir. Mrs. MacCready told us.
Good. Then she has probably also told you how anxious she gets when showing large groups of people through the house.
Yes, sir, she did. On our first day here.
I thought as much. Well, we have a large tour coming later this week. I would be grateful if you'd keep out of her way while she shows them round.
We will, sir.
Thank you. Please inform your brother and sister.
What do you think of this suit of armour, Edmund?
I think it's very large.
Do you think that we could both fit into it?
I don't know.
Shall we try?
Oh, yes.
Peter! Edmund!
Mrs. MacCready's coming with a tour.
Oh, no!
Let's go through to the green room.
Right,
come on.
Hurry up this way. Okay.
So the four of them made off through the door at the far end of the room. But when they had got out into the green room and beyond it into the library, they suddenly heard voices ahead of them and realised that Mrs. MacCready must be bringing her tour of sightseers up the back stairs.
And over here you'll notice our fine collection of books. First editions containing the works of artist Arthur Rackham.
And after that, no matter how they tried to escape her, she seemed to be immediately in front of them or behind until they seemed to find themselves being followed everywhere. At last, Susan said,
"Oh, bother. Let's go into the wardrobe room until they've passed by. No one will follow us in there."
Yeah, come on. Yeah, good idea. Let's go in
there. But the moment they were inside, they heard voices in the passageway and then someone fumbling at the door. And then they saw the handle turning.
Quick! There's nowhere else. Into the wardrobe. Come on, get in.
All four of them bundled inside it and sat there, panting in the dark. Peter held the door closed, but didn't shut it. For of course he remembered, as every sensible person does, that you should never shut yourself up in a wardrobe.